Blog Talk Radio.
My. You know what I'm going to do? Something I usually do. I'm going to start this with a song, and I want you to think about this very carefully. Things ain't going to be getting better before they get worse. And you might want to be ready to boogie out. Listen up.
Carry on, my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
if you listen to the words of that song, this is interesting. well, here's how it is. I hope you all can hear me without any problem. Fascism, totalitarianism, dictatorship, autocracy, absolutism, extreme nationalism, regimentation, racism, white supremacy, apartheid. Whew, that sounds like a nasty list of things there. the only thing that's fascist that I've found so far in our present situation is the contempt, you know, that these groups of people have, whether they're marauders or what, isn't of consequence. Here's what is. The civil, and I got that red line, the civil society most expect has been censored. Now, what does that mean? Well, that means you can't see it, read about it, or anything else. To go along with this, the basis of order, I got that all red line, better known as law, got that all red line, has been and is being ignored. Yeah. Oh, boy. Man. There's a lot of things going on right now that shouldn't be. And the question that comes up is, so where does all this leave us? A good question. We just out in the lurch? Hope we can hide behind trash cans or whatever to get to work? Well, there's a couple of things that you need to be made aware of. Amendment 10, the Constitution, the power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. that means that if things are not as they should be, you know, proper order, reasonability, and all that. What I hope is that the last three words are noted. That's the 10th Amendment, and you need to know these things for your preservation. Here's how this works. Try another one. Further, the support for Amendment 10 is contained in the following, semicolon, Amendment 9, the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. Oh, my goodness. Has anybody paid attention to this? As a people, we have to know that the stipulation of rights to the people and by the people means what it says. And I've stipulated this several times. So, further, at any time an official does not do their job, that duty falls to we the people. Constitutionally and originally, the draft went from age 16 to 60. Now, what that means is that kids, yeah, that's right, kids 13, 14, 15, and 16 could be drafted on according to their ability and whether or not they had a gun. Now, it says 16 to 60, but the thing about 60 is that the time to retire that position comes when you're no longer physically able to perform. So, because of all this, we the people can defend our freedom by force of arms as needed. Oh, you better bring an M16. Oh, M16? Oh, let's see. What was that? we need an Air Force. It was according to Bozo Biden. How far do you want to get with this? How far do you want to go? Do you want to really get into the point where you make things come about normally wouldn't be? Well, I'm going to play another song. Hope you can stand it. It's called Changes.
You are a young man and you're eager to seek a way to let the world know what you see. The lesson learned is not taught in a school. You have to start first by being the fool. But I see you changing. They happen every day. But I see changes.
Coming, I do, and the changes are not going to be nice. Quite simply, a lot of the things that have been going on have been criminal at best. Now, on my fresh copy of Washington Examiner, it's a nice magazine, and it does say some things. It's got a bunch of talking heads stuck on cookie bodies that have been cut out. And this is cookie cutter Democrats. And it's got the heads of all these guys on there. Blue collar packaging can't hide the identical extremist product underneath. Now, Hugo Gurdon, he'd be the boss in terms of editor in chief, has a very simple title: Joe Biden's Student Loan Disgrace. And that's about as good as it's going to get. Now, I can tell you this. There have been some changes in the capability of these people to mess us up and cause harm. very simply, there's no rhyme or reason or satisfaction anybody will get from finding the truth. It's going to be discouraging. It's going to be nasty. It is not going to be nice. Why do I say that? Well, look at what we got. We got a bunch of people that want to play Marxist. Now, I read several magazines, and The Week is one of them. And usually I downplay these guys, but in this particular case, I want you to pay attention to the editor's letter. I would tell you to get your own copy if you can. And they got the shortage of teachers in the red states. Teachers are threatened with criminal sanctions for saying the wrong thing. That's right. You can't teach a little kid that they might be a girl when they're a boy, etc. And it keeps going. The very notion of education as anything more than training for efficient workers is treated with contempt. Think about this very carefully, because this is the genre or the expose that the teachers' union tries to hide. In blue states, meanwhile, schools are seen first and foremost as engines of equality, where conformity is prized and disagreement is discouraged, and striving for excellence is viewed with suspicion. Ooh. In principle, everyone talks about schools claims to be in favor of teaching critical thinking. Mostly they are not. The reality is that teachers face constant demands to convey the perspective of local school boards, bureaucrats, and politicians. You talk about burning the tent down with somebody in it. That there it is. Among the best teachers I had, and this is Mark Gamian, were nerds, poets, socialists, and a self-avowed right-wing reactionary too. What those teachers valued most was independence of thought. And when we take that away from our teachers, we just as surely take it away from our kids. well, I'll tell you what, managing editor, you hit a home run on that. And the reason is not as obvious as you might think, but might check what happened in Florida. Trump's attempt to stall criminal investigation. BS. What happened? It didn't. Biden cancels 10,000 student loan debt. Doesn't have the authority. Ooh. Whoops. Well, then how's he going to do it? The thing is, he's not. Oh, boy, classified documents. Why did Trump take them? Very simple. He needed to use some of it as evidence against these people that have been after him for so long. Yeah. The only problem is that these people are now finding out that they were all declassified. Ooh, that means you run in there and didn't have your stuff right. Turning off your phone and TV. After a few Texas Tech studies, a new Texas Tech study, found that 1 in 6 Americans obsessively follow the news live in a constant state of high alert and see the world as a dark and dangerous place. This is true. And, you know, if you think too much about things that are nasty, you end up with it. And I don't think anybody really wants that. And, I mean, I'm covering some of the things and not near all of them. Oh, boy. $1 million embezzler. Ooh, former Malaysian prime minister who stole hundreds of millions of dollars as a participant in one of the world's biggest financial scandals is now behind bars. Yeah, they're catching up with him. A Saudi woman studying in the UK was sentenced last week to 34 years in jail for critical tweets. You can't say that the Ayatollah sucks you now water. CNN fired host Brian Stelter last week, booting an outspoken critic of Fox News and the Trump administration as the cable news network seeks to be seen as less partisan. Then we got this, not enough teachers. There's a lot of problem with that. They're expected to work well past quitting time. And I mean that quite literally. They're expected to show up early and leave late. So an epidemic of teacher burnout has many school districts struggling to fill positions. And that's the main problem these schools have got. Yes, abortion will be on the ballot. The Washington Post. Oh, boy. That's a good thing. It should be. The Supreme Court, where they're ruling, to stipulate exactly that. Everybody needs to get their stuff together and get on board with this. real leaders tell voters the truth. Oh, really? This is from National Review. You know what's harder than speaking the truth to power? Speaking truth to people. In a democracy, that's where power actually lies. Led to a physical attack on the U.S. Congress. Oh, boy. The worst attack in our capital since the War of 1812. Ooh. Liz Cheney is gone. I hope her dad went with her. It doesn't quit. It's not going to until we cause it to quit or make it to quit. Boy, India, murderers in anti-Muslim program walk free. Muslim mother, Bilkis Bano, was just 21 years old and 5 months pregnant when she was caught and gang raped by a Hindu mob. 14 of her family members were murdered, including her 3-year-old daughter, smashed to death on a rock in front of her eyes. I mean, you want to get into the nitty-gritty, the nasty. Well, the nasty is, in this case, this is India. This is a different place. In Colombia, it's become known as a bad Latin American habit. Ooh. Being late. Polio, it's back, thanks to anti-vaxxers. What a big, fat, funky lie that is. The anti-vaxxers didn't have anything to do with that. I got my polio vaccine, and I got the good one because mine worked. Ho, ho, ho. War, DeSantis, a war on the woke and the free press, or free speech, really? Orwellian Office of Election Crimes and Security had arrested 20 Floridians for voter fraud. Told journalists they had mistakenly thought they'd regained voting rights after Floridians overwhelmingly approved a 2018 referendum enfranchising ex-felons. Now, that's something else DeSantis did. He took out some school boards, think about this very carefully, and other idiots that think that they have a right to our children that they don't. Virtue signaling Northeastern liberals, a taste of the disaster the Biden administration has unleashed by effectively hanging a big welcome sign on our southern border. Now, I hope everybody listened about the constitutional rights I elucidated to, number 10 and number 9. And the reason for that is that you get enough people together, you can police your own border. Ooh. Oh, my goodness. The border, Abbott ships migrants north. Ooh, good show. It's stunt by Texas Governor Greg Abbott has overwhelmed New York City and Washington, D.C. with an influx of thousands of border crossing migrants. He's doing it to Chicago now. And so a lot of people think that what Abbott's doing is brilliant, and I do too. Now that they're being asked to pay the serious costs of housing and feeding so many people, these good liberals are not so welcoming. What happened to the sanctuary city ideal? My. Oh, boy, U.S. Senate, why the GOP might blow it? Republicans appear to be realizing they nominated a bunch of bozos in critical U.S. Senate races. Yeah, well, this is a leftist magazine. What do you expect? Oh, boy. Anyway, it continues. Musk presses case against Twitter. Why? Twitter lied to him about what's involved in terms of the Twitter lied about the number of fake or bot accounts on its service. Now, try this. This is recent. Chip makers receiving subsidies must stop manufacturing advanced chips in China for 10 years. They're taking care of business, but, you know. Oh, yeah, you need to eat grapes. Grapes are really great for you. Ooh. And you got all this other junk and garbage. There's no way any human being can keep up with all this stuff. Oh, boy. And I got a whole bunch of stuff in here about where to live. California, Minnesota, I mean, you know, all over the place, Maine, and you've got Pennsylvania twice, North Carolina. North Carolina wouldn't be too bad, depending on what you run across. Twitter, whistleblower, levels security charges. Uh-oh. Twitter's former security chief last month dropped bombshell accusations that the social network service is bursting with security issues severe enough that they pose a threat to its own users' personal information, to company shareholders, to national security, and to democracy. Think about that very carefully. Ooh, we got layoffs at Ford. I wonder if the Saudis are happy about the begging that Biden did about, increased production. Saudi defy U.S. and hit a production cut. I wonder if they're happy what the price is. Quiet quitting. young workers are checking out. Last year, great resignation. This year, quiet quitting. Quiet quitters, setting the boundaries. The word quitting makes old managers believe the movement encourages young people to be lazy, when it actually reminds them not to work to the point of burnout. Ooh, death of the American work ethic. Work yourself into the ground. It's all right. Real estate, living into the long boom. Nationwide home builders see a drop in sales. Ooh. A tsunami of utility shutoffs. My, this is Bloomberg. The skyrocketing price of energy is about to upend the lives of millions of Americans who lose their utility service. 20 million Americans are now behind on their utility bills. In the next months, we are facing a tsunami of shutoffs. And with no plan to keep the heat and lights on for many families in trouble. Well, I hate to tell you, but you might be surprised at the people that are looking to capitalize on that. Flop. That's one magazine down. It hit the dust. Now I'm gonna get to my little fun and games. Oh, now we got the Nation. It's still about Trump. Editorial, John Nichols. My. Mr. Nichols, you're a Marxist. And I'll tell you why. Republicans recognize that the fundamental issue of the 2020 midterm elections is whether the United States will continue as a constitutional republic or warp into an authoritarian state where the rule of law and the will of the people are casually disregarded. Well, you're already ignoring the rule of law. Yeah, I'm speaking to the people in power, and they don't care what the people think. They just ignore it all. And they put the Capital Six attacks in there and all this other happy horse manure. GOP regular singular focus on dismantling democracy and rejecting the rule of law came into stark relief on the morning of August 8th. Yeah, they went into somebody's house, and they shouldn't have. Well, even though doubt about his urge to intimidate the Justice Department, McCarthy told Attorney General Merrick Garland to preserve your documents and clear your calendar. Well, there is no longer any question about where the GOP stands, but where exactly the Democrats stand. In quicksand, Inflation Reduction Act. What a crock. Trump's name won't be on the ballot. That's a lie. Every Republican vote is a vote to empower Trump, attack honest oversight, accountability, undermine democracy, and the rule of law. What a crap. A big deal. The Democrats throw environmental justice under the bus in order to pass the climate bill? Yes. Take a look at it all. And they certainly did. The problem you got with all of this is lessons in COVID. Oh, boy, that stuff won't go away. A teacher bids farewell to the classroom for now as the school system abandons high-risk teachers and students. Yeah, that was in the news. They're not allowing kids into class if they don't have the vax. Oh, boy. David Bromwich. No offense, he says. Huh? Whose rules? Our rules. They ain't any. I hate to tell you, David, but you wasted your time on that one. The use of rap lyrics in criminal cases has had dire consequences for hip-hop musicians. It has not. You only got a few of them who were stupid enough to put in their lyrics what they did. Oh, boy. Nielsen has uncovered nearly 600 cases in which rap lyrics were used against criminal defendants at trial. Well, a crook is a crook. who should be the Democratic presidential nominee in 2024. And one side's got Biden, the other guy's got Sanders, and I say neither. Ain't neither one of them got their stuff together well enough to do anything. Justice for the people. Sonia Sotomayor. That's a lie. She's after a race-oriented type of ruling. And I got a big Marxist on top of her article. While the rest of the country was reeling from the Supreme Court's decision in June to take away the right to abortion, that's a lie, Sotomayor was fighting for it, laying out a case against the conservatives' manipulation of laws, they didn't, and perversion of justice. Oh. Maybe Sotomayor's parents should have given her a taste of what it's like to get aborted. What the Supreme Court hears and what it denies is a hidden lever of power for today's conservative majority. Exactly. We want law and order in the streets and in the courts and everywhere else. And nobody else seems to be able to hear that. Well, you're going to begin to hear it. They're trying to say, the red wave isn't going to happen. I want to bet there's a lot of people that are voting Republican. And I don't say that one party is better than the other, but judging by the results, I'd say we got a serious problem. So, you know, how to kill a rural hospital. It's simple. You run them out of funds. Rural hospital closures since 2008, and they got a map there that just shows rural hospitals everywhere, specifically the central and east of the nation. You can't mandate expenditures for somebody who doesn't have the money. I don't give how much care who you think you are. It don't work that way. And these people who think they do think it does, well, how about we do the same thing to their paycheck as they're doing to the hospital's bona fides? Vanessa Williams and Donna R. Fisher's essay, Disruptive Politics, June 27th through July 4th, calls on progressives to adopt confrontational activism and civil disobedience to bring about change. You're liable to have a problem with that, especially if the person that you're going to jump up and down in front of and screw with their dinner happens to be armed. Then I have to deal with that. Activists who want the government to address climate change or militarism are likely to be outmaneuvered by powerful corporate and government actors committed to protecting their interests. That's why protests against the 2003 invasion of Iraq were ineffective. Ooh, then you got BLM, Antifa, and all those other dinglebats. You cannot bring about the reality that is going on presently. You can't adjust it or change it simply because you think you should be able to, or that you got a lot of people screeching about it, or whatever the situation may be. Oh, here's the week. That's a portion of the National Review that I like real well for the simple fact that the first one is usually a good one. In this case, I put a star on it. This the good news, the Biden administration can finally claim honest credit for creating thousands of new jobs. The bad news, they're all in the IR of S. Oh, my goodness. This Governor Greg Abbott may not have power to enforce immigration laws while Washington refuses, but he does know how to put on a show. He has brought attention to the border crisis by sharing his state's burden with Democratic-run cities such as New York and Washington, whether they like it or not. And they don't like it, according to the mayors. The mayors are going spastic. They're refusing to enforce the law. It creates chaos, and that chaos is felt most strongly in border states. Abbott is spreading the chaos around a little bit. Mayor Adams complains, oh, Governor Abbott is using innocent people as political pawns to manufacture a crisis. No, he's just sharing it. Governor Abbott may be theatrical, but he is dramatizing a real problem caused by dereliction of duty in Washington. That's right. Oh, boy. There's some things you just can't get away with and expect not to hear something about it. Beowulf. Symbols of evil. The nasty things. Oh, boy. Inflation reduction boondoggle. Passed their reconciliation bill. Left-leaning press to jettison the inflation-related justification with the Los Angeles Times, New York Times, Washington Post, all referring to it as a bill for climate policy and health care. What a crock. Legislation won't noticeably affect inflation. And then you got a whole load of corporate welfare for green energy companies. Democrats are also enthused about the $60 billion the bill devotes to environmental justice. You know what you guys can do with that? I'll tell you what you can do with that. Every one of you that voted for the Green New Deal that AOC seems to like so well, get to spend all winter, in Texas. Remember, it froze up. People froze to death. The bill raises corporate taxes through a book minimum tax. Ooh, they got a hidden gas tax increase. Reinstated as a Superfund tax that lapsed in the 90s. So they're bringing it. They can't come up with nothing new, so they're bringing out the things from the past. The surge in IRS funding will roughly double the tax collection agency's workforce. Not better to harass Americans. Yeah. Democrats, from here on out, they should expect every tax audit to be blamed on them. Uh-huh. And Joe Manchin, he sold out. These are the exact kinds of budget games Joe Manchin said he was against when he sank an earlier, more expensive version of the bill. Oh, but we got one now, and the reason we do is because he wants a pipeline. And abortion. Abortion doesn't go away. And the reason it doesn't is because there's too many humans. Washingtonians spent much of the summer fighting over the precise definition of recession. It's pretty simple what it is. Any good economist will tell you. We've got a campaign season. Begins in earnest. Republicans are betting that the fundamentals of this election will outweigh substandard candidates and a potential Supreme Court backlash. Oh, my goodness, COVID cash. Schools are awash in relief funds. I mean, they got tons, they get, you know, piles of it. Maybe they could spend them on education. Hello? I mean, there's a lot of things that we can look at, and these are only just highlights of some of them. I'm not going to cover all the details, and the reason I'm not is because of what it all means, what it all does. Big Pharma don't need a bailout on COVID tests or your next shot. Ooh, COVID costs too high. Officials made public health bets that students will have to pay for. Oh, my goodness. You mean they got to wear a mask and they got to comply or else and all that sort of thing? Is that what you're talking about? I think it is. Because if you get to the reality of what everything is going, the direction ain't good. A lost generation. How COVID exasperated the worst of our educational politics and students' detriment. Here's the thing. You got a lost generation. Now, I pointed this out at least a year ago, where a college student did not know what a can opener was, let alone how to use it. Trauma that bottled can be divided into three parts: delay, deny, and ultimately distract. We got to get this out of this. Ooh. Well, in Los Angeles, the teachers' union president told a local magazine, "There is no such thing as learning loss." Ooh, you mean I can take that to the bank and buy a cup of coffee? Do you want your child to be alive or to be educated? Oh, you know. Well, you can get serious about this stuff if you want. I don't see how good things are going to will be following the same things. That's the insanity of, you know, doing the same thing and I want something different. American education has really changed from the basic framework Horace Mann created 175 years ago. Ah. And voucher systems are coming into place rapidly. Why? Well, public education ain't doing the job. Sex talk. Parental rights demand parental responsibilities, meaning that you do not surrender your parental rights when you put your kids into a public education system. Period. They don't like it? Well, take them to federal court and let them show cause. Let the kids be kids. I mean, you know, you don't have to play games with everybody in order to win whatever game is being played. Family matters. On the need to sort student outcomes by domestic situation. Yeah, well, they're very much in that. Well, I like this one. Sue the thought police. Speech first is fighting and prevailing against Kansas censorship. Ooh, I love it. The bully beatdown is real. Now, I would express something, and that's quite simple. These people think they got chains on us, and you can't break the chains? Really? Well, let's play a song, and you listen to this, and you tell me you tell me what it takes to get this rectified. Listen up.
Listen to the
I like that song because of what it says. Now it says it. Here, listen to this. bias reporting systems. They're, by their existence, are institutional deep freezers that create those chilling effects on campus speech, instigators of the cautionary thought, should I risk speaking up in the first place? Which is why the foes of BRS, including Admiral Organizations of Fire, really remitted as the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression, non-woke. My. You got anonymous accusers and no due process. That's like the red flag laws. Yeah, well, you want to play with it? Okay. With an array of consequences, hostility, reprimands, suspensions, the boot, and finding themselves at the dangerous intersection of, here's my opinion, and you're unhirable after graduation. There's a lot of things that they'll do. I mean, you know, they can put add things to your student folder. that aren't supposed to be in there. You know, this is a dark path we're heading down where universities are soliciting reports from students and encouraging them to see one another as enemies of the state rather than building up a sense of fellowship. My. Fire has broadened its portfolio beyond the education battlefields. Speech First, a collection of students, parents, alumni, and First Amendment lovers, has emerged with a specializing purpose and a single interest agenda to preserve free speech and open discourse in the lecture hall, on the quad, and in the term paper, and to do that by engaging in hand-to-hand combat against the increasingly toxic censorship culture on college campuses. There, people are organizing. They've had enough. They're fighting back, and they're winning. Speech First legal efforts have met with significant success because it has found two reliable friends, federal courts and the U.S. Constitution. Remember that freedom of speech is not something that gets to go in the trash whenever somebody don't like it. Oh, boy. We say people live in bubbles, but bubbles pop. In my opinion, no. Wouldn't want to take a chance on breaking down and having to worry about a gun-toting MAGA being the one with the tow truck coming to help. Oh, God, you know. We say people live in bubbles, bubbles pop. Some people live curled up in iron bathyspheres. Ooh, hiding out in the deep water, huh? There's a lot of things that I'm aware of that I'm not going to cover in terms of this right now. However, don't give up on any of the things that you know are correct, and specifically your rights. Don't give up. Why do I say don't give up? Well, it's very simple. You give up. You neither win nor live. And you have to understand that there are a lot of things that are going to really get under your skin. They've warned you ahead of time. Electricity cutoffs. That would mess up your day, I'm sure. Now, let's take it in there. Food shortages. Oh, really? Why? Because Biden sends some people to stop deliveries? Think about it. It's possible, according to him telling everybody that we are enemies of the state. Yeah, that's right. And you want to take it a step further, they're going to tell you don't have any rights. Wow. Really? Well, how are we supposed to get along if we don't have any rights? Very simple. You claim them anyway, and if necessary, you enforce them by we can defend our freedom by force of arms as needed. Whenever somebody in an official position refuses or doesn't do their job for whatever reason, it falls to we the people. Anytime an official does not do their job, that duty falls to we the people. Yeah, yeah, think about it. Now, how many people would like to fight back? Well, how many people are there out there? How many people can hear what I've got to say? And what is it that most people can't handle? Well, first thing is dreams. They have a dream. They can't realize it, and the reason they can't realize it is simply because they might get what they're dreaming about, and it scares them to death. Ooh. Well, how would you like to have freedom? Well, if you'd like to have freedom, you're going to have to defend it. And the way to defend it, not necessarily through the force of arms, but the force of the multitude. How many people? And I'm quite seriously, how many people could do something that would change things wherever they're at? And you don't have to be known that you did it. You can hide out. There's ways to get around it. Very simply, do not accept anything less than your rights. If you need a copy of your rights, you can get a pocket constitution from the American Civil Liberties Union. Let's see here. Hillsdale College. Let's see, where's this big one come from? Young Americans for Liberty. There are a lot of places that you can find the things you're looking for. Read the Constitution. Please do. And the reason I say that is that you'll get some ideas as to what your freedoms really are, what you can and cannot do. Now, we have to know, as a people, we have to know that the stipulation of rights to the people and by the people means what it says. That's your 9th and 10th amendments. Yeah. And remember that that duty falls to we the people. And so you have an obligatory choice. You want to live in a communist, fascist society? You want to live in a country that's no longer free? Or do you want to take the bull by the horns and bulldog that mojammer? Well, very simple. Think about this. What are these people in contempt of? The law? Well, obviously. Biden says he doesn't have to enforce the laws that govern the entrance of people into our country. That's one. Second part is you have a whole bunch of people out there, and they're not all Democrats. Some are Republicans. Some are independents who think that a fascist organization is what it should be to, and you'll love this, get us where we need to go. Now, do you really value your freedom? Now, I'm going to ask some people what they think of. What would they think of an administration who sends in, oh, let's see, they're hiring 80-some thousand armed IRS agents. Ooh. Well, the first thing on that agenda, the very first thing is very simple. They have said and stipulated over and over and over that nobody under $400,000 a year will be subject to being audited. Well, guess what? Anybody that comes after you to audit you, and you're making less than $400,000 a year, that's gross. You can use a gross number. Guess what you tell them? I'm not part of that scheme. I don't fit into the norm of being some podunk that didn't hit on anything under $400,000 a year. You get to go after the big guys. You might want to get busy doing that. And at the same time, preserve your freedoms, whatever it takes. To me, it's very simple. We are not in a position to play games, and the reason is simple. These people are serious about what they're doing. They want to subjugate all of our freedoms and the Constitution and all that for a so-called Marxist paradise. Well, you know where you can stuff Marx? now the reason that I have guns and ammunition and food and water, and I'm going off the electric grid real soon. So until we get everything in order, I would suggest that we look at the reality of what it takes to stipulate that we eat your sheep and you don't get to play lion. And sorry about your stuff, but if they're not going to make sure that the people at school don't have guns and it shouldn't have them and would shoot everybody, maybe some armed parents would do it. There's a lot of different ways. There's a lot of different things. But to me, it when everybody stands together for freedom now, you can get a lot further down the line than you think. And in getting us down the line, you're going to find that most people aren't a fortunate one. Most people don't understand the difference between what some people would like to say is just, and what would like to say is this is worth that much. What you might want to think is, listen to this Pat Benatar song. It's real simple. This is a combination of relationships. The one song I played was about love of country. Well, we don't love this country. We want Marxism. Well, that's simple. We'll put you on a military airplane, give you a parachute, and drop you off over there. Pretty simple, huh? Think about it. Think about this. hope you got the idea and understand what I'm trying to stipulate here. If you want to get into the fray, there's always something, doesn't matter what, something that you can do. It doesn't matter what you think it might be. It matters that you do something. And I hope everybody takes what I'm putting out and shares it with some people. There's some people that don't think that we have the right to take over the jobs of the officials. Oops. Guess what? We do. And guess what? Until we can get everything together, we don't have much in the way of having fun, other than the fact that we might, just might, come up against something that actually means something to us, and there may not be anybody there to help. You got to understand that. I just hope that people get that. What you need to do is go out there and get her done.